Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The music you're hearing in the background is from New York DJ, DJ Spooky, one of the international interdisciplinary group of artists taking part in a world premiere performance tonight up at the Asia Society. The piece is called Five Streams, and its director is the conceptual artist Ibrahim Qureshi, who joins me in our studio. Ibrahim, it's good to have you back on Soundcheck today.
Thank you.
What we were just talking about with Gilberto Gil, the whole concept of globalization, that's right up your alley. That seems to be where you live.
Well, I mean, I think any one of us who live in an urban space live in a very globalized environment. I mean, I think in the context of what the minister was talking about was slightly different than what we're trying to do with Five Streams. I mean, we're trying, in a way, to analyze it, but also play with globalization, you know, and not take it so seriously from the environmental point of view and also from a human point of view.
Well, now, Five Streams, as I understand it, refers to several different things, and the star is not really a person, but a place, the star of the piece.
It's a bit more complicated than that, but in a way, yeah.
I mean, okay.
I mean, Five Streams refers to the five pillars of Islam, the five foundational points of Hinduism, also the five tributaries of the rivers, not only the Indus, but also the rivers in India, the great rivers in India. So there is a connection to geography there, clearly. It is primarily dealing with South Asia in some ways, in a more contemporaneous way. But at the same time, Five Streams is also weaving in three different narratives that weave in and out of South Asia from an external internal influences.
Mm-hmm. And are those three narratives, are they sort of older stories that that you've adapted? Have you written new material? How is that working?
Well, I mean, they're mythologies. Clearly, two of the three are directly linked to South Asia in the sense that they're rooted, one, of course, being the first piece, Vision 1, called Anarkali, Inside the Walls of Nature Paradise. And that's primarily based on an Indo-Persian mythology, primarily of a courtesan being locked up for falling in love with the son of the Mughal emperor in India. The second one, of course, is primarily coming out of the Bhagavad Gita, which is, of course, one of the foundational principles of Hinduism. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the third piece is a philosophical treatise by Ibn al-Arabi, who, of course, was born in Spain in the 12th century, one of the leading so-called Muslim philosophers.
Right.
And it is primarily weaving in the whole, what would you call, Sufi mythical element inside the component of Five Streams. And then on top of that, it's actually playing with it.
So the idea, and this is the second time already that you've mentioned the idea of play.
Yes.
You know, we think of contemporary theater and especially the sort of conceptual theater as being really serious. I mean, just like...
Well, no, it's not serious. I mean, there's a lot of... how should I put it? It's not primarily textual-based. It's actually environmental-based. It is about soundscape. It is about architecture. It is about movement, synergy, energy. It is about the changement of space and the relationship between the supposed audience member and the performer. And in the end, it is about the supposed audience member becoming a performer inside a synthetic forest.
Okay,
at the end.
So you are playing then with the most basic concepts of theater, that dividing line between the performers and the audience, for one.
For one, yeah.
How do you cross that line? What is your expectation of the audience piece?
I have actually no expectations of the audiences except for them to be in an immersive environment and come out essentially questioning their realities for that moment, that suspended reality that is created in this performance, so-called installation, so-called cross-media piece, in a way. So the expectation is really to be lost at the end.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean...
But will the audience be seated you know, in front of a regular proscenium stage and just be instructed to sit there and behave themselves for the duration of the show? Or do you want them to get up and interact somehow?
Well, it's funny you say this because it's probably the first piece I've done where the audience does not get up and interact. But so they're not sitting in a proscenium space. It is more like a how should one say, a space that looks like a fashion show, actually.
Huh.
The first two parts. And in the last part, they do get up and they do end up in a forest where their movement determines the sound of the trees inside that forest.
The audience's movement.
Yes, yes.
All right. We're speaking with Ibrahim Qureishi, the director of the piece called Five Streams, which opens tonight at the Asia Society. It's part of the Asia Society's 50th anniversary season here in New York. And you have brought together, you know, music and sound from far-flung corners of the world to put together in this piece. Tell us a little bit about what you've brought in to the studio here today.
Well, as a sampler, I brought in a piece by Jean-Louis Norsk. He's a French composer, and he has actually created the first part of the piece primarily based on kind of mathematic patterns on the movement of Kathak. And then
Kathak being the traditional
the
dance.
The traditional courtesan dance form that's used in northern India. And then that sound is overlaid with the voice of Fawzia Afzal Khan, and she's singing in the northern raga tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of the two.
All right, and yeah. It's also then a combination of, as you say, this sort of courtesan tradition on the one hand, the spiritual raga tradition on the other. You have that happening as well.
Yeah, simultaneously, and also that's being inverted.
Okay. This is some of the music that is part of Five Streams, but as we listen to this, there's much more than obviously just music. What kind of spoken language are you using? I mean, is there a common language that all of the people in the cast use?
There is. It's Hindi, Nepali, Arabic, English, French, Urdu. But seriously speaking, of course, it's a common language, but it's a very contemporary language. So in other words, nothing is sacred. And so the text itself is quite very urban, very modern, and also quite violent, I would say. Violence is a large part of, an important part of the piece, primarily because we are dealing in a time where we are participating passively or actively in one form of external and internal violence, and we're not really analyzing it in any way. And in Five Streams, we're trying to play with it from a sonic, from a physical, from an emotive point of view.
Well, in a piece that, as you say, is in part named after the five principles of Hinduism and the five pillars of Islam, those are two faiths that have come into some conflict in the Indian subcontinent in the past half century and continue to do so today. Is there a way to do this without making an overt political statement?
Well, I hope we're doing it. I mean, I think one can never make art in any overt political statement. I think we are living in a political environment, and we have always been living in a political environment. So anything we do is political by that very means. So, of course, there is. I think it's all about negotiation and realizing who the other is. And one doesn't have to agree with the other, but clearly the moment we learn to respect the other, that we don't know who that other is, and maybe try to understand something of that other, then I think we're much farther ahead than we really think we are.
It can sound very kind of deep and I would think intimidating to a prospective audience member. Is this, at the end of the evening, has this been a fun experience, do you hope, for your audience?
Oh, very, very fun. Very sonic, very energetic, and energetic, I don't know if that's the right word, but of course, definitely. I mean, I think the audience, hopefully they leave the place thinking, but also they leave the place with their ears buzzing.
So they don't feel like they've been hit over the head with some kind of heavy-duty concept. It's
no.
Sort of been slipped in there somehow,
maybe.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Virus-like.
Maybe they've been hit over the head with something quite fragmented.
You know? Yeah.
And I think fragmentation is necessary.
Well, the piece is called Five Streams. Its director is Ibrahim Qureishi. And it opens tonight and plays through the weekend at Asia Society. It is part of Asia Society's 50th anniversary season. All the details are on the Soundcheck page of our website at wnyc.org. Ibrahim Qureishi, thank you for joining us once again on Soundcheck this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
That'll do it for today's sound check. Joining us tomorrow on the show, jazz pianist Henry Butler. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, he's fighting to keep the music alive in his hometown of New Orleans. And we'll speak with the leaders of the Canadian pop band called Metric. They're currently touring with the Rolling Stones. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Allison Lichter and Brian Wise. Our senior producer is Gisele Rigatow, and our executive producer, Chris Bannon. We had help today from Melissa Fogarty. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here on New York Public Radio.